The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Later today, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, will send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. She will name the House managers. They are prosecutors. And then my guest, Senator James Lankford, will take an oath along with 99 other senators to serve as a fair and impartial juror in a trial of the impeachment of President Trump. Good morning, Senator Lankford. Good to have you.
Thank you very much. Good to have you as well.
I am very interested in fairness to the president in this process, and so I want to talk to you about witness rules. I've read what Leader McConnell has said. I had three senators on yesterday. What is your opinion of the witness rules that will have to be debated and adopted?
So the witness rules are pretty straightforward. It lines up with what we had during the Clinton impeachment trial to stay consistent with previous precedent, and that is we will have the House will have 24 hours to make their case. The president will have 24 hours to make his case. Then we'll have 16 hours of written questions from senators that any senator can write any question. The Chief Justice will then present those to both sides. They'll have to answer it. At that time, if we don't have all of our questions answered, we will then have a vote to determine if we have additional witnesses, if they're unanswered questions. If everything has been answered at that point, then the vote will be we don't need additional witnesses to make a decision, and then we'll move to a decision.
Senator Lankford, let's go to that moment when the witness question arises, which will be significantly far advanced. We'll have seen a lot. I am opposed to one-way witness rules, meaning that if the House managers or the Senate Democrats request a witness, and it's granted, I believe the president's lawyers must be allowed to put on at least as many witnesses and have the opportunity to request a witness as well. Do you agree with my approach, which is one for one and first mover for first mover reciprocity?
I completely agree with that. The first vote will be, do we need to have any more witnesses at all? And then there'll be a series of votes on who those witnesses would be. There is no question in my mind, if the House is bringing additional witnesses, that the president needs to be allowed to bring his witnesses. Everyone during the House impeachment time said that the president was not treated fairly because he was not allowed to have witnesses. There has been this demand for fairness, and as it's quote-unquote been defined as fairness by the House and by House Democrats, by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, has been that the way to be fair is to do the witnesses the House did not do, but they wanted to do, all against the president. They are fighting against any kind of witnesses for the president. So this whole fairness argument doesn't seem to be able to ring true when you actually look at what they're proposing.
There are four witnesses that seem of interest primarily on the conservative side in order to assure fairness for the president. The whistleblower, Hunter Biden, Vice President Biden, and Adam Schiff himself. If the prosecutors, the House managers, are allowed to call four witnesses, are all four of those witnesses legitimate in your view, Senator Lankford?
They are legitimate, but I would say that I'm not the one actually selecting who the witnesses would be on that. The president should have the ability to be able to make the selection and to say these are the folks that we think are pertinent to our case. As with any case, the jury doesn't sit there and decide who's going to be the right witness and who's going to be able to determine that. But it's going to be the actual the president's team, the defense team, and the prosecution team. They'll decide some of those things. We're just deciding, do we need it at all? At the end of the day, I don't know there's anything that we need at all. And quite frankly, when you go back to the Clinton trial, the three witnesses that were called during that time period and given additional deposition were all witnesses the House had already called, had already interviewed. The House is talking about, we want witnesses that we've never deposed, that we've never gone through the process on, that typically only happens in a movie. That's not real life how a court would run.
So the key principles, which I want to go over again for clarity, are reciprocity between prosecutor and defense, both in the ability to call witnesses and the number of witnesses. Do you believe that there are 51 votes in the Senate Republican caucus to insist on reciprocity in number and ability to call?
I do. I can't speak for all of my colleagues on that one, but I certainly would support that. Right now, the biggest question is, do we need additional witnesses at all? If we need additional witnesses at all, there certainly should be reciprocity between both sides.
And by reciprocity, not just in numbers, but the opportunity. I keep trying to emphasize for non-lawyers, if the prosecutors move for witnesses, then the defense gets to move for witnesses, and they ought each to be allowed at least the same number of witnesses. Do you agree
with
that?
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. And the same opportunity to be able to bring witnesses and to be able to set them up. Again, remembering during the House impeachment time period, the president was blocked and the Republicans were blocked from bringing in any witnesses or giving another side of the story. The president will be given the first opportunity to tell his side of the story during the Senate trial, and he'll be given equal time with the prosecution at the very beginning of the trial, and it should stay that way equal all the way through, including witnesses.
Now, Senator Lankford, I also want to drill into some minutia about the calling of witnesses. And again, it may not come that any witnesses at all will be called, but if they are, do the questions that they are asked, the witnesses, are they going to be questioned by the senators, by opposing counsel, or by the Chief Justice? What's your understanding?
Witnesses that would be called would be deposed initially, and then the decision will be made, do they need to come to be a live witness or not? The Clinton time period during that trial in 1999, there were no live witnesses. All the additional witnesses that were there had already been deposed and testified for the House, and then they had additional questions from the Senate, and they were all done with depositions behind closed doors. It is entirely possible that if a witness is called, they would only be deposed, and then that written testimony would be brought to the American people and to the senators.
I'm aware of the Clinton precedent, that they did not have live witnesses, but you are not bound by that precedent.
That's correct.
So my question is, has the caucus discussed whether or not that precedent will be the default position or whether you're postponing that until after the first two phases of the trial?
That is a postponed decision whether we need witnesses at all, and then if we need witnesses, how they'd be handled.
Will every witness be handled the same?
Not necessarily, depending on what the exact testimony is there. Again, those are all decisions that are going to be made in the days ahead. But I would tell you, whatever is done needs to be done equally on both sides. But again, you're talking about a lot of decisions that are a couple of weeks away at this point. Once we have all the information out, then it's a matter of how we handle witnesses and if we handle witnesses.
Very last question. There's been a lot of speculation about some members of the caucus, people I know pretty well. Lamar Alexander, one of the great men of the Senate. I have great admiration for him. Susan Collins, she had the most courage during the Kavanaugh of anybody. Mitt Romney, who I've known forever and have great respect for. Senator Murkowski, who demonstrated independence in Kavanaugh from the caucus. These four senators are the subject of a lot of speculation. Do you think that is just gossip? Have you had any conversations with them that would lead you to believe they've made up their mind on any of these questions?
No, I think that is just gossip at this point. Each of them has proven their ability to be able to think things through, look at the facts to be able to make decisions on it. And I think right now it's a lot of people trying to be able to stir up things in the media to try to create division and to be able to create some sort of false hope at some point through this process. Every single Republican is on board with the rules of the Senate, and Democrats have tried very hard to be able to peel away multiple different Republicans and say demand witnesses at the very beginning. All of them have said, no, we're going to follow the exact same process consistent with all the rest of the Republicans. I would think that they would go through the process, examine the facts. They're all very fair, and to be able to make decisions on that. But I think there are folks just trying to create a wedge right now more than anything else. I'm amazed by the number of people that are not asking some of my Democratic colleagues, you know, why they have declared already the president should be impeached and removed. And they don't seem to see that as an unfair prejudging of anything or demanding certain witnesses and denying the president other things. No one seems to ever ask them those questions, but they do seem to be able to try to target Republicans and find a way to split the conference.
Senator James Lankford, always a pleasure to talk to you. I appreciate your coming on, and I hope you can talk to us during the trial.
Well, look forward to it. I'll have some busy afternoons, but we can chat in the mornings.
Thank you, Senator.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.